I just love Sterling right there. So there's one away. Here's Soto. The pitch high. That's John Sterling, though, and Susan Wallman on WFAN in New York, the Yankees flagship. And, of course, if you like this medium, it's basically the flagship, the godfather of sports talk is WFAN. I give them a lot of credit. They're the Yankees flagship station saying, throw those jackass fans out of the game. Better than Joe Davis on Fox, who said A for effort to the fan. We have that call, too. I'm not going to play it. I played that one because I like that call. These jagoffs from this game last night, what's the guy's name here? I think it's like Austin or something, Capobianco.
Yep, that's what it is.
This Yankees season ticket holder, who I think is from Connecticut, which is very unsurprising to me. It was either going to be Connecticut, Nassau County, or New Jersey. It was definitely not going to be like an actual five boroughs resident. That guy has apparently been banned for the game tonight, told that if he and any of his buddies who were there with him try to get in with other tickets, they will be arrested at the gate. Now, originally, the story was, Donnie, that he had been told he was kicked out of the game last night, but that he would be allowed back in for Game 5. So, good on somebody probably reacting to unbelievably negative PR and realizing we can't get this guy anywhere near Yankee Stadium for Game 5. But I just thought it was low rent. This Jesse Rogers, who's writing for ESPN, I think embarrassed himself. I don't know Jesse Rogers personally. I have no idea what his like work history is like. He's got a big following on Twitter. MLB apparently, according to him, actually though, asked the Yankees to ban the fans from the game. Their tickets got refunded, and apparently the Yankees, Jesse Rogers also reports, were willing to ban them themselves and were probably going to do it. So MLB and the Yankees mutually decide these guys, no way.
I wouldn't refund their tickets.
Neither would I. I think there's no need to give them their money back for tonight. Tough luck. I also think this guy should not be allowed to be a season ticket holder anymore. I think he's a season ticket holder. I think that's what it said. This Jesse Rogers, though, before I let you sound off, I know you're fired up about this. This is one of those times where I think the journalist covering the story is doing a disservice to everybody and making the story worse. The guy is just writing up something on this Capobianco and saying he was a total beaut. Puts the quote out there, if it's in our area, we're going to D up on the foul balls. I'll let you start here, though, because I've got tea steeping in here, and I will scream myself raw and hoarse if I go after this right away.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that we're in the time frame now where we glorify idiots left and right, and we talked about a couple of examples in the back that I can't even bring up right now because it would get us in a little bit of trouble, I imagine, but people like this should not be glorified. Like, I don't know why there is a puff piece written by ESPN after the game, basically writing as if this guy's the friggin' hero of New York City because he took fan interference to a whole new level last night. This isn't like a Steve Bartman situation where, oh, the guy just reached over and, yeah, he interfered with play. You know, he obviously, you know, saw the repercussions of that. Bartman's been the most hated man in Chicago for the last 20 years. This guy, not only did he try to interfere with the play like it was any other fly ball, he actively, and his buddy, whoever it was next to him, they actively tried to...
One of the guys was his brother. I want to say there's like a Darren maybe in there, but I know one of the other guys was his brother.
They actively tried to rip the baseball out of Mookie Betts' glove. That is like something I've never seen before. We see people all the time. They reach over on a home run or they reach over on a foul ball. Sometimes, you know, that little cove at PNC Park where it goes into foul ground down the left field line, some people mistakenly reach over and pick those up. Mm-hmm. And one ends up being a double and, you know, that fan gets asked to leave. We see those types of things happen all the time. I don't recall a time we've ever seen a fan actively try to rip the baseball out of a player's glove. And I know I'm getting a little bit extreme with this, but what happens in the Dodgers' sake and in Mookie Betts' sake, what happens if the guy does something that injures the player?
Well, so Betts is like reaching up in there, and for a point on the video, it looks like the guy is almost holding Betts up in the air, like he's grabbing him, and so Betts can't get down. What happens if he like... I'll just say like what seems realistic here. Tears some ligaments or like strains or sprains ligaments in his wrist.
Yeah,
because
like
his
somebody
wrist gets
else
bent
was grabbing
awkwardly.
His wrist.
Yeah, so if one of their best players is injured and actually can't go because a bunch of fans essentially at that point assaulted him, because that's what that would be. They would have caused bodily injury, then what? What's to say the Dodgers shouldn't say we're playing the rest of the World Series under protest? I would. I would just say, you know, like they should forfeit the game or something. You know, play it under protest. They would never forfeit the game. They never allow that to happen. But the Dodgers would have every right to play it under protest. And like where I come down on this sort of thing is never really changed, I don't think. I actually have no issue, which might surprise you. I have no issue with, say somebody hits a ball at PNC Park. It's a Pirates batter. And it's that short part of the left field wall where, like, the player doesn't have to go scale the wall to get it, right? Mm-hmm. They can kind of stand there. If that ball is a row and a half deep where the player might be able to catch it, but you have fans who are putting their hands up to try to catch a home run ball, to me, that is fair home field advantage. Like, if it is obvious, they are just, their hands are up in the air, they are not moving towards the glove at all, but the guy's got to navigate a sea of hands who are also trying to catch a ball that is about to land technically out of play. I got no problem with that. This is a, in fact, if those guys had just had their hands up for that ball right there, a la Bartman, and then had moved them away, no problem there.
Right.
None, really. It's the fact that they stole the ball out of his glove and were like chest thumping. And if you've ever, see, this is my other problem. If you have ever encountered somebody who is like a greater New York City area resident, who is that, like, Jersey Shore-style bro? You know exactly what those dudes sounded like last night while this was going on, and you know exactly how proud of themselves they were. Bro, we got him, bro! Like,
oh,
come
yeah.
on.
And now
Giannotti
this guy
could probably do a phenomenal impersonation of these guys.
We probably should have had Morash on to talk about this or something.
Well, he'd tell me that I'm being soft or something like that.
I mean, now this guy's going to be made out to be some sort of martyr, and it's going to be just typical Yankee Stadium goonery that we've seen in the past. I mean, I think of plays, I know it's 20 years ago, and it's from a series that no Yankees fan wants to talk about, that Red Sox come from behind series. You think of the time when, I know it was on the field where it actually happened, but do you remember the play when A-Rod slapped the ball out of
yep.
Bronson Arroyo's yep. glove? And then you got people throwing stuff all over the field because the umpires made the correct call and called the player out. Like, I don't know.
You've got the Yankees. I mean,
we just see stuff like this with the
dude,
Yankees.
You were a year old when this happened, but Jeffrey Mayer reaches over the wall and has Jeter go. It's a home run in 96 in the ALCS.
Yeah.
Tony Tarasco of the Orioles was under that ball and was going to catch it. Like, the ball was not, they've shown every angle. The ball was not leaving the yard, and the kid reaches over. Here is one of the quotes from this. Are you ready for this? I know when I'm in the wrong, and as soon as I did it, I was like, boys, I'm out of here, Capobianco told ESPN. I patrol that wall, and they know that. He should not be allowed to go to another Yankees game ever again just for the last part of that quote. I patrol that wall? You're a 38-year-old guy who just goes to the games. You don't patrol bleep.
And they know that. Who's they? You're telling me
right.
Visiting players, like the visiting right fielder, is like, oh, man, there's that guy. I got to look out for him when I try to catch
like
a,
in the,
a fly
in
ball.
Every visiting scouting report that they're playing in Yankee Stadium, they tell the right fielder, now, you got to watch. It's unique to Yankee Stadium. They got this guy Capobianco out there. He patrols that wall. Foul ball is tougher to come by there.
They're going to have to start, was it Minnesota? They put up the plexiglass. They're going to have to start doing that.
The guy should not be allowed to go to another Yankees game. That might sound harsh. You're gone, dude. I think you should be banned for life from that park, and probably most other parks, if not all of them.
He'll have season tickets behind home plate next season.
Now, get ready for the Austin Capobianco podcast brought to you by DraftKings and co-sponsored by Spotify or something like that, right? He'll be making more money than me, you
that's
and Pony.
That's the worst
have
reality of all of this.
He'll
we know
make,
that's what's coming.
He'll make more money in the next 5 years from this than me, you, and Pony have made combined in the last 15.